Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Know a lot about golf.
We're waiting.
Hey, Eddie, it is us, those weekend golf guys. I am John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine top 100
teacher.
It goes on.
Teacher. Yeah. Changes things a little bit, right?
We got to get the whole title in there, man. Was again past your house or past your workplace last weekend. I don't know if you heard me toot or not on the way by. I am John Ashton, by the way. He is Jeff Smith, Golf Magazine top 100 teacher, resident director of instruction at Timbergate Golf Course in Edinburgh, Indiana, which is where I passed and waved. And also at what's that other place you hang out your hat
at? The Sagamore?
The Sagamore Club in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'll be up there all day tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Well, I was very close to there last weekend, man. I was at Prairie View.
That's a nice track, dude.
And it was funny because we weren't sure. Interim producer Tim and I were on our way up there, and we weren't sure if it was Carmel or Carmel.
It is Indiana, so therefore it is pronounced correctly. It is Carmel.
Carmel, not caramel. Carmel. Nope. But we wanted to make sure. So what we did is we decided that when we got to town, we'd stop at one of the first places we saw, and we'd ask a native how it was pronounced. Okay. So we pull into the first restaurant we come to, and we just go inside. We walk up to the girl at the counter and said, "Could you please very slowly and distinctly tell us where we are?" And she looked at me and she looked at Tim and she went, "Burger King." So
it's the sign on the door.
But we figured Carmel, again, it's not the Pacific coast of California, so it's not Carmel.
No.
It is Carmel. Man, one of the things I want to talk about when we get into it first, but we got some folks we want to talk about. We were there for a Wounded Warrior Project tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Done by our friend Terry Edwards with the Capital Golf Tour. These are the guys who can get you on Firestone for $70 in October. Did you hear that?
Oh, Firestone, that's a really good deal. $70 for Firestone. Are you kidding me?
That's like 10% of what it normally costs.
That's
to
like
play
stealing
Firestone.
Come on, man.
It is. We're going to talk to Terry. We're going to talk to Terry's dad. We're going to talk to Luke Douglas, who's a peer, what do they call it? A peer partner for Wounded Warrior Project, and a lot of good stuff. It's coming up. It was a great time. Hang out with us. We'll be right back. We are those weekend golf guys. Do you remember when you were a kid and it was summertime and you'd been out playing and you came in thirsty and you wanted to open up a bottle of soda and your mom said, "No, soda's not going to quench your thirst. You need juice." Well, as we got older, we found there were other things that quenched our thirst. Iced tea? Oh, yeah. Lemonade? You betcha. How about a combination of iced tea and lemonade? Well, now we've got something that is refreshing because it is iced tea and lemonade, and quenches your thirst because it is iced tea and lemonade, and gets you a little kick because it is iced tea, lemonade, and then a little spike. It's called Arnold Palmer Spiked. Do you know where to get it? Okay, well, we can help. ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/golfguys. Go there and find a retailer near you so you can walk in and stock up. ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/golfguys. Or you can search for it on Drizzly or Instacart. But hey, ArnoldPalmerSpiked.com/golfguys. 2021 Hornell Brewing Company, Memphis, Tennessee. Malt beverage with natural flavor. Celebrate responsibly. And thanks for coming back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys, and we are here at Prairie View. Is that, why do they call it Prairie in the middle of Indiana? We don't know, but we have an expert here. We're going to ask. Jim.
Fuquay.
Fuquay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, my I don't have my glasses in your, the other side of
this
it.
This name gets butchered a lot.
I can imagine it does. and you are one of those guys who just kind of hangs out at a golf course and pretends to work a little bit for free golf.
Absolutely. I've been playing golf since I was 12.
All right.
And I'm not any better now than I was when I was 12.
But it's still fun, isn't it?
It's still fun.
All right. So tell us about the course. We've never been here before. We're sitting here at the clubhouse on the veranda. We're looking at the first tee. The first hole looks, I mean, the condition of the course looks impeccable. Is it as good out there as it looks from here?
Yeah, it's in great shape. We host the high school boys and girls finals here.
Ooh,
as,
okay.
As well as some other events. And so it's to our incentive to keep it in good shape.
It is.
It's prairie land. It's, even though it's right in the Annapolis metropolitan area.
Right.
Runs along the White River. And the property is actually owned by Connor Prairie, and it's leased to the course.
Oh, okay.
And but it certainly is prairie land.
Yeah, yeah. It's not really a links course because you've got lots of trees, but almost a links style layout,
well,
kind of.
It's kind of hybrid. Considered a hybrid links and a kind of a woodlands course.
Mm-hmm. And it's a Fazio course?
It's a Robert Trent Jones.
Robert Trent
Jr.
Jones Jr. Okay.
Right.
All right. So did he do this before or after he did Otter Creek?
I think he did it after Otter Creek.
Okay.
This course is about 20, not quite 25 years old. And so, Otter Creek's a little bit.
Yes. He cut his teeth on Otter Creek and fixed Dad's mistakes and came on up here.
Right. There aren't as many elevated greens here as I think there might be at Otter Creek, based on the last time I played it.
Yeah. Well, Otter Creek is far enough south from here in Indiana where you still have hills.
You do.
Yeah. We haven't quite gotten to the flat spaces yet. At
right.
Otter Creek.
We're more
Columbus.
Rolling, low profile here.
Yeah. We played the Pete Dye course at French Lick a couple of weeks ago, which sits atop the second highest point in the state of Indiana, which is nothing more than just a pile of rubble that the glacier pushed down.
They brought a lot of dirt in to build that course.
Oh, they certainly did.
First time I went there, I thought there would be trees everywhere, but they're not.
No.
It's hilltops.
It is. You know, you think, well, the Kimball Piano Company took all the trees. No. No. They just left them gone for the golf course here. But have you played when you worked? Did you have anything to do in the golf business?
I did not.
Okay.
I was an auditor.
Okay.
But I played a lot of golf.
I can imagine.
When I could.
Yes.
On weekends.
Yeah.
So it's 5-hour rounds on weekends. So.
Yeah. And well, I imagine a lot of business owners were like, Jim, you want to play some golf?
I think you're going to win.
I'll sharpen your pencils, man.
Well, in the old days, I was a decent golfer, so I was a volunteer at a credit union, and the business development guy would get me on the team, so I got to play a lot of free outings back in those days.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, man.
This is a great course. I played all the public courses in the area, a few private ones. This is really a nice course.
And this is purely public?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think the arrangement they have with Connor Prairie requires it to be a public course.
Very cool. And I noticed that it is very busy. Is it always this crowded on a weekend? Is yours?
Yes.
Yeah.
Today, I think we have over 200 players, and that's not uncommon to be hitting around 200 players on the weekends.
What kind of a greens fee average around here?
You know, I think some guys go on, like Golf Now, they'll get a discount, but if you played the rack rate,
yeah.
I think it's going to be around 95 a week and maybe a little bit more on weekends and holidays.
It looks like a $95 to $100, $120 golf course.
Right. It's got a senior rate, which is right around $55.
Cool.
Includes use of the range before the round as
well. Oh, great. Fantastic. Yeah. And electric carts. I appreciate a course that has electric carts because they're quiet.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so the last thing you want to do is be over a putt for $10 and have somebody in the background going.
There aren't that many quiet gasoline carts in my experience.
No, there aren't.
I'm sorry, I missed that. How did that go?
And we've never. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, he practiced that.
I did, working on it. And it's, I mean, it's right suburban Indianapolis.
Yes, it is.
And it's not a tough drive for anybody who's within. I mean, it's a one tank trip even for us. We came up from Louisville. It's even, you know, one tank of gas to get up here and back.
Right.
Could be worth the trip. I know we played Purgatory about 6-8 weeks ago. Love to go back there now that I know where the fairways are. You know,
there's probably a few more traps on Purgatory than you'll find here.
Amen. Thank you.
Right. But you can play this entire course, and you'll probably only see houses on about two of the holes.
Oh, that's good, too. Is that because they're well hidden or because there aren't any really close?
No, there are some close on parts of the course,
mm-hmm.
On one side of it, and then the White River runs along another side, and then there's nothing on the other parts of it. It's,
gotcha.
It is truly in the prairie land.
Yeah, and it's you have to come through a very nice neighborhood to get here, too.
It is very nice. Yeah. You're probably wondering, is there a golf course here?
Yeah. There better be.
Right. I'm thinking the people who built those homes are wondering, oh, my gosh, I didn't know we were going to have this access to the golf course.
Well, I got
to
tell you, just from sitting here, it looks as good as any public course I've ever seen.
Yeah, it does.
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's very picturesque nice. Also in the fall because the foliage is beautiful.
Yeah, I can see.
And they
see
do blow the leaves off the fairways and the rough. So.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's good.
It's all right. See, the worst thing in the world, the biggest mistake I ever made was using a yellow ball in the fall.
Hit the ball right down the middle of the fairway and...
You still can't see it.
It's gone.
It's a good strategy. For any course.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
The whole middle of the fairway thing? Yeah, we try to do that, but alas... It's not as easy. I noticed that some groups here are using caddies. What's the deal with that?
So Prairie View has an active Evans Scholar Program.
Cool.
And so, and for those who don't know, it's you don't have to be a golfer to be an Evans Scholar. You just have to caddy and be four caddies.
Mm-hmm.
And so the course pays the four caddies, the caddies. Of course, tips are welcome as well. And so...
So it doesn't cost a foursome for the caddy?
No. In fact, you don't have to pay anything unless you want to tip them.
Yeah. Well, tip them.
Right. They have. They work hard, particularly on a hot day, let me tell you, because they do a lot of running.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty active program, and I don't know how many kids are involved with it. I've probably seen 15 or 20 kids out here.
That whole Evans Scholarship Program is phenomenal.
Yes.
And a lot of – I've talked to a lot of professional people, even guys our age,
right.
who have – come from that program.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear them tell the stories about when I used to be an Evans Scholar.
Yeah. Right. When they actually had to, like, carry bags and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And then the management company that for the course actually goes to the other side of town and brings in some of the kids from other schools that wouldn't have transportation to help them participate in the program.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah,
man.
It's a pretty good deal.
Is this the only course in the area that does the Evans Scholarship Program?
It's the only one I know of.
All right.
And, they promote it well. Before the season begins, they'll have a little banquet get together to try to
recruit
the program.
Recruit some.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better to a round of golf than a good caddy.
Right.
Not to carry the clubs, but somebody who knows the course can tell you where to go. And if they know how to read a green, well, there you go.
But four caddies also help with the pace of play.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. That talent of being able to know where everybody's ball went is something that I don't know if you can teach that or if it's just something that's inherent in people who like to be caddies, but I don't know.
Well, you need good eyesight, too.
Well, there's that, too. Yeah. After 150 yards, I can't see anything.
Once it bounces once.
Right.
I know it went that way.
And all these people who are using the, like, I've got a set of dark red balls.
Oh,
they hit the fairway. I can't see it. Have no idea where it is.
I'm like you.
Even when I'm up on top of it, I can't. Jim, you got a great place here, man. And if I was living anywhere close, I think I'd be doing the volunteer work just like you, just to hang out here.
It's
fun.
It's a good course just to hang out on.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Plus, you get to walk around with a clipboard and look official. I mean,
yes.
You know.
Yeah, you're automatically an authority picture if you've got.
Prairie View Golf Course. Is it golf course or golf club?
It's Prairie View Golf Course. course.
Course. I believe. Yes.
I just think of PVCG.
Yeah, or well, GC, you know, rather. Just, hey, just throw the initials around and there
right,
you
Prairie
go.
Prairie View is usually what everybody says.
Yeah, yeah, Prairie View. That's all you need. All right. Jim Fuquay.
Fuquay.
Fuquay. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's my sir. Pleasure. Thanks and, for being here today.
Well, thanks for having us.
We appreciate it.
All right. And thanks for spending some time with us here on Those Weekend Golf Guys. Hang out because right. we got some more stuff coming up. Don't go away.
Have you been to a grocery store, a drugstore, or any store recently looking for razor blades? You know, a lot of people, their reaction is, oh my God. My reaction is, you've got to be kidding me. The razor blades are not made of gold and are not worth what they're charging these days. That is why I was so happy to stumble upon Harry's. Have you seen Harry's? You don't have to choose between a comfortable shave and a fair price. You can get refills for Harry's as still about $2 a refill, and they're designed to stay sharp. In a recent study, guys who shave 4 times a week said their 8th shave was as smooth as their first. Have you ever said that? They are giving the best offer yet to Those Weekend Golf Guys listeners. New Harry's customers can get a starter set at harrys.com/golfguys. You'll get 5-blade razor, a weighted ergonomic handle, which is great. It feels great in your hand. Foaming shave gel, a travel blade cover. It's a $13 value, and they'll get to you for $3. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/golfguys to redeem your offer today. $13 worth of stuff for $3.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-705-4051. That's 800-705-4051. Again, 800-705-4051.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, thanks for hanging with us. It is us, Those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. And Jeff, you heard Terry Edwards Sr.
Yeah.
Just Terry's a few awesome. Moments ago talking about how proud he was of his son. I mean, if you haven't heard the story, Terry Buddy Edwards, Terry Jr., was wounded in Afghanistan.
Right.
As his dad said, got blew up. He was hurt really bad, and it took him 5 years to get to the point where he could play golf again. And as his dad said, he plays in pain now because he still needs his knees repaired and a few more surgeries on his neck. But these are the guys that you're supporting when you play in this tournament or when you play on this tour, this amateur tour. And there are a raft of, we mentioned a few of them, the 2-day tournament up at French Lick, one right. day on the Ross course, one day on the Dye course, Firestone. I mean,
yeah, there's just like no way you could go wrong. Right.
And I know that your ears picked up when he mentioned that they're expanding next year into South Carolina.
Yeah. Look, so. It's not that I don't like the Midwest golf courses. I do. I really yeah. do. Look at the ones that he's on. I mean, come on. Firestone for $70. French Lick, Pete Dye, Donald Ross. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Valhalla. I think he had one at Valhalla too, didn't he?
Yes.
So, yeah, it isn't that I'm not interested in the Midwest golf courses, but you're right. My ears perked up when he said South Carolina.
Yeah, because there's some good ones.
I'm telling you.
He may spend a couple of weekends in Myrtle Beach. You never can tell. Or wouldn't Hilton Head even. But I want to talk to you about the course we were at this past weekend, Prairie View in Carmel, Indiana.
Yeah.
Beautiful course. Kind of a hybrid, kind of almost a Link style, but lots of trees.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting track, isn't it?
It is.
Right? There's some different holes out there where there's a holes where the wind is going to get you. And then there's holes that are tucked into the trees and winding, and they're up and down. And boy, there's so many good things about that track.
I came as close as I've ever come to getting an ace.
Really?
Yes. Playing from my tees, it was a 101-yard par three.
Which one was that?
It's on the back nine.
Third hole in the back nine?
Yeah, a little bit of an uphill rise.
Yeah. I watched in a high school tournament. My son was playing with another kid and another kid. The first kid gets up there and hits it to 15 feet. My son gets up there second and hits it to 5 feet. The college or the high school coach goes, well, I guess this one's going to get close. Might even go in on this one. The third kid gets up there. By God, he knocks it in the hole.
Oh, man.
Like 15 feet, 5 feet, boom, it's in.
Yep.
Crazy. Yep.
It was 101 yards. I hit it 101 yards and 3 inches.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look at you, huh?
I know. I mean, it was straight. It was high, and it just came down and it stuck. Didn't move. Just
Oh, it was actually close to the hole. I thought you were just giving me a yardage. Okay. Wow, now that's really impressive.
You're a funny man.
Not only does he have the right club in his hand, folks, but he actually could aim it too.
I know. No one was more surprised than I. Trust me on that. Okay. But here's what I wanted to tell you, because one of the things we noticed, I mean, it was really busy. They had like 200 golfers that day, not just the tournament. The tournament was just part of it, and there were others playing. But I saw probably six foursomes of high school girls. And I was told that that is the course that the high school boys and girls finals played on every
year. The state championships are held there.
Doesn't that give a unfair advantage to the Indianapolis area schools?
Well, let's look at it this way. What if they held it on some other golf course in any other part of the state? Wouldn't that give an unfair advantage to those people close to that golf course?
Yeah, it would. But if they did it in like Columbus, it'd be six people who would be advantaged, not the hundreds that you get in Indianapolis.
You still got to get there, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know, man.
You got to get there. No matter where there is, it's a big area. There's a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Sure, there's more schools, and they play that golf course more often because it's close by. Sure. Right. They have an advantage, but they still have to get there. They got to earn their right to get on that golf course on those 2 days.
That's true. They got to get there, and they've got to and they got to perform once they do get there.
Sure, they do.
And just knowing, I mean, you can get a practice round, and you can because it's one of those things, man, where every golfer I think feels this way after the first time they play a golf course. It's like, man, I got to go back now that I know where everything is.
Yeah.
Now that I know how to manage the course better the second time.
Yeah. It's a good track. It's, you know, I've watched an awful lot of golf on that. And both, you know, my son's played there a couple times in the state championship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've watched some of the girls from Columbus play there in the state championship. I've watched the boys play there in the state championship. You know what? Good test of golf.
Yeah.
Good test
to
go.
It's an aiming course.
What's that?
It's an aiming course.
Yeah, because there's pretty much there's a lot of can't find your ball if you're not aimed well.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't control the flight, you're gonna run out of balls.
And and it's a Robert Trent Jones design, and he has done masterful work in the landing areas. No matter what tees you're playing from, the landing areas are treacherous.
Yeah.
You have to be either short or long or very, very careful. And the thing that I got, and you'll be proud of me because I did not let my ego get involved at all.
Well, Now we're talking.
But playing from the, you know, the more forward tees on the par fives, good drives lead you to a, I could make this if I hit it well shot.
So all of you out there, John just said, I tried not to let my ego get in the way while I'm playing from the forward tees. Mm-hmm. I just want to point that out. That's a good idea. To never think that playing from the forward tees allows you the chance to get your ego in the way.
Okay, that's okay. True for you.
All right. Proceed.
All right. What I'm saying is, on the par fives, when you hit a good drive from the forward tees, your second shot is going to be somewhere around 200 to 220 yards. But there's okay. always like five bunkers in front of the green or 50 yards of water in front of the green or some other really bad thing that can happen if you don't hit the perfect shot. And we all know, yeah, if I hit it on the screws, I can hit this 3 wood 210 because I have once.
Right.
But I probably shouldn't count on being able to do that.
Well, here's the reality. You're speaking exactly like many of my students when they're paying attention. I have this scenario that I talk about quite a bit when it's talking about situations like you've just mentioned. You have a potential there that you might take one risky shot, try to get there, right? But it's really a two-shot scenario, isn't it? So the question is, here's you're talking about the golf course design, and I'm kind of talking about that too. If it's a two-shot scenario, John, wherever you are, as a matter of fact, that's like every par four. Every second shot on a par five, they're all. So you're talking about 14 shots, the scenarios where you're faced with a two-shot scenario to get the ball onto the green.
Mm-hmm.
Most people choose the first shot to be long and the second shot to be short.
Right.
But that might not be the right way to go about it at all. Maybe you should rethink, because an awful lot of times people bust the long one out there only to leave themselves with a difficult or delicate or treacherous second shot. So I talk to the players a lot about choosing the first shot to be an easy shot, leaving an easy shot for the second. So instead of choosing long and then short, I'm getting them to choose easy and then easy. And their scores really go down.
Yeah.
By making that choice right there to say, okay, I'm in scenario A. I'm in the rough. I'm a 200 yards out and I'm in the rough. Well, I can really flush this thing. I think I could get it on the green. But if I don't, got all those nasty bunkers.
Yeah.
And I've got that water that's up there. And I've got that nasty rough all around. And I've got some other scenarios that are generally just ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd leave myself some really treacherous, nasty little thing that's just not helping my cause. So exactly which choice are you going to make?
Go with easy, easy, man.
Easy and easy, right? It's like my go-to thing to talk to people about how to play better golf just by making smarter choices 14 times around.
Yeah, that may be asking a lot. 14 but, good choices in 4 hours.
But let's think about this, John. What if the easy choice, you know, like easy and easy, also happens to be long and then short?
Yeah.
Let the golf course dictate that.
Yeah.
Let your skills dictate that. Let you understand, maybe it's easy for you to smoke that hybrid up there and chip it on. Okay, fine. But if the situation says that's probably not your best idea, maybe you go with, wedge and wedge.
Mm-hmm.
Or 8-iron and then wedge, or wedge then 8-iron, or 7-iron then wedge, or something along those lines where you can easily get a club on it, advance it to a place where you have a strength and have an easy second shot. So let's just think it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to hit easy and easy.
That is it. Easy and easy. Good advice for the guy who's coming up next. We met him. He is a peer partner with Wounded Warrior Project. His name's Luke Douglas. He never played golf until after his basically it was his doctor at Wounded Warriors who told him that he wasn't the same guy as he used to be. He needed to find something new to do. And he went out to play golf. The third time he played golf, he said, I love it so much, he joined the club he was playing. Now, he happens to live in Evansville, Indiana, and he happened to join Victoria National.
So. Yeah. Well, look, if you can play Victoria National three times and not want to join after your first nine holes, something's wrong with you. Yeah.
I don't know if there is an easy shot on Victoria National, though.
No, but there's easier and easier.
There is. And anyway, his name's Luke Douglas. He's coming up next. Hang with us here on Those Weekend Golf Guys.
I have to assume here that Those Weekend Golf Guys is not the only piece of entertainment to which you listen. I'm sure you have heard and seen other people talking to you about Relief Factor. You know, and their stories are about the same as mine. My wife, of course, a critical care nurse on her feet 12 hours a night. I play a lot of golf. Both of us have bad knees. They don't hurt. It's remarkable. I won't use the word miraculous, but I will use the word remarkable. I was skeptical. Now I am a believer. Everyday aches and pains. You got them too? Remember, Relief Factor, 100% drug-free and designed to be taken every day so you can get out and stay out of pain. I want to make it as easy as possible for you to try it. Try Relief Factor with their 3-week quick start. It's been discounted to just $19.95. Here's what you do. Go to relieffactor.com/weekend and order that 3-week quick start for yourself. Again, to claim your 3-week quick start for $19.95, go to relieffactor.com/weekend.
If you're like me, you've been hearing a lot about burials and cremation lately. It's kind of a sad thought, but thousands of these poor souls have to be stored in these big refrigerator trucks, waiting sometimes weeks before they can be put to rest. And then the average funeral cost is over 10 grand. I don't have that kind of money just lying around, do you? Everyone has the right to die with dignity, and an affordable burial policy can be had for as little as $1 a day. Call Final Expense Network for a free quote. They shop for affordable rates from brand name companies, folks you've heard of. One call and you get coverage to finish well. You can even name your church as a beneficiary. Come on, you have loved ones. Don't leave them at the last hour of their need. Call now. 800-589-0470. That's the Final Expense Network at 800-589-0470. Finish well. Make a quick call to 800-589-0470. 800-589-0470.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For 14 minutes, we begin in 3, 2, 1. And we are back. We are here, Prairie View Golf Course. And is it Carmel or Carmel? Do you know, Luke?
Carmel.
Carmel's California. Carmel is here. I meant just make sure we head it the correct way. Luke, Douglas, you are with Wounded Warrior Project. And once again, just to reiterate, we are here for the Capital Golf Tour's Wounded Warrior Project tournament. Mm-hmm. Now, all of his tournaments help you guys, but this one you've put your name to. Why is this one special for y'all, man?
I'm the pair leader for Southern Indiana.
Okay.
And so it's just a great event that we're looking forward to bringing veterans together and having them just get together and enjoy the camaraderie that they might be missing since the service.
Yeah, yeah. I know Terry's story is one that's probably typical for y'all, isn't it? I mean, 5 years of recuperation before he could get back to playing golf.
Yes.
Met his wife in the VA. I mean, you know, it's storybook, isn't it?
Yes. So I played golf maybe two or three times my whole life before Iraq.
Okay.
And when I got back, my story's kind of the same. Mm-hmm. Had PTSD, and my doctor, I was telling him how I didn't enjoy anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And he explained to me I wasn't the same person, so stop being stupid and find something else.
Okay.
And I tried a few things, and the first time I went golfing by myself and just found that peace of, yeah, you know, being able to walk by yourself, and it really helped me to focus on the next shot and not on the past. And so that's been very healing process for me.
You know, if more people, even without PTSD, could understand that it's the next shot that you need to worry about, whether it's we're playing golf. I mean, golf is kind of a metaphor for life anyhow.
Absolutely.
But yeah, the peacefulness is just the being one with nature. And it's a game that gets addictive.
Absolutely.
How long did it take before you said, oh, I got to do that again?
I played two times, and then I joined.
You need to put that a little closer.
I played twice, and then I joined the country club. okay. And now I play three or four times a week.
Fantastic.
So
you're like real good?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm still horrible, and I've thought about taking lessons, but I want to keep it fun. I'm super competitive, like a lot of military people are.
Sure.
And I know if I start taking lessons, I'll take the fun out of it.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep it fun. And
actually, I used to think that way. And I'm not saying this just because the co-host of this show is the number one golf instructor in the state of Indiana. I am saying this because I have found that breaking 80 was a lot more fun than just playing golf.
I guarantee it.
And once I took a couple lessons, I broke 80. And it was like, damn, this is fun.
Yeah.
You know? But you're right. It is fun no matter how many. I mean, a lot of times people say, hey, I'm just out here to get my money's worth, man. You know, take as many strokes as I possibly can. But what is your average score? Do you have or does it fluctuate terribly?
I don't keep score a lot of times. I play at Victoria. And so it's
really
so last time it was ranked, it was 16th hardest course in the country.
Yeah.
And that's not a good course for beginners.
No, it's not.
And so I've been humbled there a lot of times.
Yeah.
So when I play there, I don't keep score.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You probably would do best not to do that. Some of us keep score by the number of balls we lose as opposed to the number of balls we find.
Yes, you know,
you know, if you find two more than you lost, then you're two under and you're doing well.
Absolutely. You know? I played this year and went around without losing one ball, and I count that as a win. That was my best game ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you can get through 18 holes without losing a ball, especially in a course like this, it looks like there'd be some tough places to try to find balls.
Yes.
Have you ever played a Chariot Run?
No.
Oh, it's in Laconia, Indiana, and it's a links course with a lot of heather.
Okay.
And when you hit your ball in the heather, you can never find your ball. You can find two or three other guys' balls, but you can never find the one that you hit in there.
Okay.
So
that reminds me of Carnoustie in Scotland.
Yeah.
Play there, and I lost a lot of balls, but I found more balls than I lost. So.
Do you approach it with almost an evangelical zeal for some of your veteran brothers to try to convince them that, hey, this is something you should try, man. This is something you've got to get into.
Absolutely. This week or today, we have, I think, five or six people who don't play golf, or this is their second or third time playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited to get them into it and work with them to just enjoy the time together and learn that it's all about having fun and getting outside.
Yeah. What branch were you in?
Army.
I have found in my travels, being a radio personality, have lived many, many places and have lived close to some Army bases. Some of the best golf courses in the world are on Army bases. And Fort Knox has got a great course. Fort Hamilton down in Atlanta had a great golf course. Is it only officers who can play at those things, or how's that work, man?
I don't know. I didn't play golf before.
So you really didn't care, huh?
Yeah, so I didn't play, and I don't think I really realized the game of golf until high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was football guy.
Sure. And only the non-athletes played golf.
Yeah. It was the old people sport.
Yeah.
And I'm learning now it's the lifetime sport.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, now try to call, 21 of your closest friends to get a game of football up.
Yeah. I wouldn't make that call.
this is great. I mean, golf is like that. You have learned that, and everybody learns that. Like, you can come out by yourself.
Yes.
And you can play by yourself, but if you came out, like, say you came out here today at a course like this, which is very busy, but I'm sure they have some threesomes or some twosomes. You come out as a single and say, hey, just pair me up with somebody. Absolutely. You'll, 4 hours later, walk off with not only a round under your belt, but three good friends.
Absolutely. Some of my favorite rounds are people I never knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned Carnoustie, but I was playing St. Andrews.
Okay.
And they paired me up with three guys. And two of them knew each other. And then us other two were singles. And it was really nice meeting. And we still talk to this day and try to get together.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the States.
And were they all Americans? Or?
Absolutely,
Okay, yeah. I think during the summertime, I don't think many St. Andrews residents actually play that golf course.
No.
They leave it for the tourists, and they go elsewhere. But it is a game, as you have said, that is a game for life. And welcome to the family.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for your service, and thank you for supporting this. You and the job that Terry's doing in supporting not only the game itself, but the idea of the game, what this game can do for people.
Yes.
Because we were just we're talking the other day, the PGA Tour has given back more money in charitable donations than every other sport combined.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous what golf does. And then even on a local level with, non-professional like Terry and you guys, we make it a point to give back and to make sure that people enjoy and appreciate what's out there, and we do our best to help. In fact, next week, do you know Evan?
Mm-mm.
Down at headquarters?
No, sir.
In Jacksonville, we're going to have him on. He's the guy who basically coordinates all of the charitable golf work that Wounded Warrior Project does.
Okay.
And we're going to have him on the show next week.
Great.
Talk about that just a little bit. And we're grateful to be here. This is such a nice course. In semi-intrepid producer, Tim, who's get promoted from interim producer, has just come back. And this gentleman here actually plays at Victoria National.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is.
And
I'm sorry. Wow.
I'm wondering how long we have to keep him here before he invites us to come over and play with him.
I got tea time Monday at 9 a.m.
Sir, how are you?
The mic is yours.
You're welcome.
Man, that course is tough, but I mean, you couldn't have started like at the top and worked your way down.
That's the first course I ever joined.
Really?
And my daughter is starting to play golf now. And
I need help, man.
I have to remind her that it's not the easiest golf course in the world, because she does get frustrated too.
Yeah.
But we keep it fun.
It's cool.
The best memories I've had is with her on the golf course.
Yeah.
So.
And how old does she look?
She just turned 10.
10. Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And at what point do you think you're going to have to, remind her that she doesn't beat daddy? Or if she does, she doesn't tell anybody.
She doesn't listen. She's a girl. But she made a couple of putts that I didn't make. And she let everyone know that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But so far, I'm still beating her. But the best part is when she plays, I get to play from the women's tees with her because she doesn't like to make me have her wait.
What a great excuse that is.
Absolutely. I love my scores those days.
How old is she?
She just turned 10.
Yeah. I just retired, and a lot of the guys over at work, their daughters, they've got their daughters into playing golf. Two or three of them getting full boats.
Yeah.
You know, full rides to college. Yeah. You know, you can just about pick your school almost. You start her at 10, man, she's going to have some possibilities.
Yeah, she's, like I said, right now we're just trying to keep it fun.
A little closer.
She loves going there. The staff is great. Every year for her birthday, she gets to pick two staff members, and they play a couple holes together. And so she just did that last Wednesday. And like I said, she loves it.
Keep it fun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
As long as it's fun. We had last week we had a guest on, 13-year-old young woman who finished 13th in the Indiana State Women's Tournament this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, against all of them.
Yeah.
And we played in a pro-am with her up at French Lick, and it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, as long as you can keep it fun.
Yes.
Because the game is fun. The game has a lot of good stuff going for it. It can do a lot of, like we said, metaphor for life. It can do a lot of things for a lot of people. But primarily, it is fun. That's the reason why most of us play, and that's the reason why most of us are out here even for this. This is a great cause, but if it wasn't fun, nobody's going to say, hey, well, it's a great cause, so we're going to go do this. Because, you know, nobody would climb mountains to raise money for people. A few people do, but they're crazy people. But this is fun. You can come out and then you come out and you have a good time and you convince yourself that you're doing something great for some great bunch of people. And there's a win-win situation there that nobody's going to lose. How many of these do you do?
This is my first one with the Wounded Warrior Project.
Okay.
I've done some with the VGA, and so I'm really excited to start with the Wounded Warrior Project and hopefully do two or three a year.
Fantastic. Well, again, thank you personally for what you've done for us, Luke, and we appreciate that tremendously. And good luck with the work with the Wounded Warrior Project. And thanks for sitting down and spending some time with us here on those Weekend Golf Guys.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, so I'm at my annual checkup at the doctor, and he looks at me and goes, John, how am I going to get you to eat more fish? Come on. I know it's more healthy. I know I need to get omega-3s and proteins by eating fish, but what am I supposed to do? He handed me this brochure, and he said, here, my wife just got this for us. It's great. It's the Wild Alaskan Company. You know, they deliver high-quality, sustainably sourced, wild-caught seafood right to your door. And you can choose from salmon, whitefish, or get a combination. And every month, there are different specials to explore, too. Now, each shipment contains premium, wild-caught, individually wrapped portions of delicious seafood, and they're very easy to cook, too. Wild Alaskan Company seafood is how nature intended it to be. It's always wild, never farmed or modified, and it contains no antibiotics. And right now, you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com/golfguys. That's wildalaskancompany.com/golfguys. $15 off your first box.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, the big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text SPARK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 321321. That's SPARK to 321321.
Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. We would love it if you were to go there and like us, facebook.com/golfguys.
All in all, man, I mean, it was a fun day at Prairie View Golf Course in Carmel, Indiana.
Yeah.
I want to thank Terry Edwards and the guys who keep inviting us to play in those tournaments. You know what he also did, Jeff?
What's that?
Gave us a free foursome to play at TPC Riverbend.
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
How about that, huh? You up for it?
I might have to show up for that.
Thought you might.
Yeah. Here's what I know about all the TPC courses. In case you've never played one, I've played a handful of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're immaculate.
Yeah.
I don't care whether you like the layout or don't like the layout. You will love the conditions everywhere you go.
And do all of them try to do an island green?
No, they don't all try to do an island green, but I do know this. They're not easy.
Yeah.
Again, look, no, it's a tournament easy players club, right? And they're talking about tour players because the tour players are the ones that kind of own the thing, right? The tour owns that stuff.
Right.
Guess what? They're not making little rinky-dink pushover golf courses.
No, they're not.
That's not happening. And they are in immaculate condition, every one of them.
Well, cool. We'll have to play that and report back. But just to reiterate, capitalgolftour.net is where you go. $70 for each day, 2 days. So $140 for the 2 days at French Lick. $70 for the 1 day at Firestone.
Yeah, that's like the greatest deal going with $70 for these places. That's nuts. You got to play.
As you might imagine, they're filling up rather quickly.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you may want to make the choice to get in now or forever hold your peace.
And support the Wounded Warrior Project. That's what this thing is. That's what it does. It's fantastic. That's what it's supposed to happen. Yeah.
And next week also, we're going to have Evan on, who is the coordinator with the Wounded Warrior Project for people who want to do golf outings to raise money for Wounded Warrior Project.
Oh, what a good idea.
So if you have an organization, you've got some friends, you want to do a golf scramble or something, and you're looking for a great charity that you can support, we'll have Evan on next week, and he can relay how you can go about hooking up and partnering with Wounded Warrior Project to raise some money for them while you're out there having a good time. So whether it's for a charitable cause or whether it's just for fun, remember, easy and easy.
Always.
And then go play some golf.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.